This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I am in this studio here with
Arvini Viraj
and Christine Wong.
It is 12:05, coming up to 12:06. Let's have an update on the weather, shall we? Because I'm English and we do that. I'm looking out of one window, and outside of the window that I'm looking at, it's very cloudy, peaks of blue sky with some nice clouds. What about your side, Alf?
I can't see any clouds or anything the window I'm looking out of, but I can see some sunshine and sunniness.
And sunniness.
Yeah.
All right. Trying to stay on a positive note here today in the studio. Anyway, we're going to be asking you a question about where do you shop online the most and why? We're having a discussion about that because Chris has found a story about...
So Bloomberg is reporting that TikTok is experimenting with e-commerce.
Interesting stuff. Then I've got a story about Twitch and how they're changing their subscription policy, wrapping up with Arv's story about
the world's first blockchain animated series.
Yep, I have no idea what that's about either, but he's going to fill me in. The question that we're asking again is, where do you shop online the most and why? The options that you have on the poll over on Twitter are...
e-commerce, so stuff like Lazada or Shopee, social media, so Facebook or Instagram, shop websites or something else.
All right. Let us know what you think about that. Get voting. We've got about 150, 160 votes on there so far with about 53, 54 minutes left. Of course, we'll have the Bursa update at break halfway through the show. Kicking us off, though, is Christine with this story about TikTok.
Yes. So ByteDance's TikTok is working with brands including the streetwear label Hype to test in-app sales in Europe, which is a move that will intensify its competition with Facebook and further blur the line between social media and online shopping. And the idea is that they're trying to replicate the success of the Chinese-only cousin Douyin, which racked up $26 billion of e-commerce transactions in just its first year of operation. And while TikTok has run promotional shopping campaigns in the past, the current trials are a precursor to a broader launch of a global e-commerce service. So there is a prototype available, but it's only visible to select participants. And it remains unknown when the company will actually kick off the formal launch. But a Hype representative did confirm this test without commenting further. Generally speaking, ByteDance is moving really aggressively into the Chinese e-commerce area that's worth $1.7 trillion in hopes of sort of adding another mega growth story to its stable. Mm. It aims to handle more than $185 billion of e-commerce annually by 2022. And unlike, you know, other rivals like Alibaba or Tencent, the apps already enjoy a broad global fan base. So hopefully it's like a springboard into online commerce as well. But they're kind of like a late entrant to China's social commerce scene. And the idea is like, you know, influencers are sort of like touting products to fans and like live streams, like a kind of Gen Z version of the home shopping network. And this move is also coming as other social media titans around the world are scrambling to grab their share of online retail, which is a segment that will generate $5 trillion in sales this year, according to eMarketer's projections. So Facebook has introduced new tools to improve the shopping experience on its platform, Instagram as well, obviously, and Pinterest has also stepped into e-commerce by channeling buyers to merchants' websites as
Yeah, I noticed that recently.
TikTok has actually already begun testing the waters on online shopping for a while now through promotional tie-ups with Walmart and Canadian e-commerce firm Shopify as well. So how it works is businesses will tag their products in TikTok social content with links directing buyers to their own sites, but users still technically stay in the TikTok app. Whereas in comparison, Facebook and Instagram will let merchants either set up their in-app storefronts or channel users to third-party services. So now TikTok is trying to sort of keep users inside its ecosystem to a greater degree as well. So you would have brands like Hype running dedicated stores on the platform itself where they can take orders and interact directly with shoppers. So while the actual company won't handle sales or merchandise itself, hopefully they can sell more ads to merchants and then boost traffic and then take a cut of the brand's businesses. And back in December as well, the co-founder, Zhang Yiming, told Global Employees that e-commerce, when combined with live streaming and short videos, offers an even bigger opportunity outside China as well. And naturally, TikTok does have a very big presence in like the US, for example, even here in Malaysia as well. And it's kind of unclear how they intend to proceed definitively, But Doyin does offer clues. In a splashy coming out party for Doyin's one-year-old business last month, executives explained that the company intends to replicate its success with AI-recommended videos and online shopping. So by scrolling an endless stream of content linked with physical goods, the startup aims to hook shoppers the same way that the lip-syncing videos enthralled a generation of American and European teens.
They have been quietly building a team down in Singapore, haven't they?
Yes.
I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this, Alf?
So first of all, I don't know. So it's kind of vague how people.
First of all, I don't know.
Yeah, because I have no idea how people on TikTok make money. Like, how do they monetize their content? I'm trying to find out, and it seems like there are a bunch of channels, but there's no one way for them to make money, right? Like as opposed to something like YouTube, where you monetize your channel and then you get paid or you create revenue through Google AdSense.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that on TikTok? Do you guys know?
Not necessarily off the top of my head, but they, from what I understand, a lot of the TikTokers kind of individuals, they will sell merchandise one way or another.
So it's merchandising.
That's generally how they tend to make most of their money.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always this discussion going backwards and forwards, you know, about the TikTok algorithm and how it works. And the first person to crack it is going to be the person that makes a ton of money and all this kind of stuff. You know, and there's bunches and bunches of videos on YouTube about people saying, oh, I've cracked it. And these are the hashtags you need to use. And nobody's cracked it yet.
No, no, no.
You know, and that's an interesting thing to see how brands who are coming on board to do this kind of stuff, you know, and how they're going to try and manipulate it as well.
Mm.
And then I think we'll start seeing, you know, some brands that are incredibly successful. But I think at the end of the day, it boils down to which brand can afford to directly pay TikTok or Douyin or you know, ByteDance or whoever, the most amount of money to get their product highlighted the most. I think that's the way you crack the algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, pay the creators.
But also for me, I think personally, I don't really do a lot of in-app shopping. I'm on Facebook and Instagram to use Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Not really so much the marketplace or shopping features, right? Yeah. So I am curious to find out, you know, how this might take off or not take off here in Malaysia specifically as well.
No, I think it's an interesting way of doing things because, like you, Chris, I mean, I am there literally just to consume content and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I said that about Instagram. And personally, I've not bought stuff from Instagram, but I know, I think you have mentioned it before.
I'm guilty of buying stuff from Instagram.
I know you have, and I know Jeff did as well.
Mm-hmm.
Christine, have you bought from Instagram directly?
So here's the thing, no.
Right.
But like, I'll follow businesses on Instagram, but I'll order directly from like their websites you know, whatever delivery partner that they're partnered with.
Right. And so that's opposing what TikTok wants you to do, right? Okay. Well, that's interesting to see how that might develop. Yeah, I don't think I'd be keen on clicking on something within that app and buying it directly in that app.
It's like too easy and that makes me uncomfortable, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit worrying.
But also, if they're making it that easy, then, like you said, they should be paying the creators what they are
correct.
Owed, right? Because in
that's
a
true.
Way, if the creators are creating the algorithm that's pushing you to buy products, indirectly, they're endorsing the product themselves.
Yeah.
So there should be some revenue stream, which I'm not sure. Maybe there is. I don't know. But
right.
Let's see.
More on that. Let us know, folks, what you think about this. Get voting over on Twitter if you'd like to. Get us at BFM Radio. Where do you shop online the most and why? The options are?
The options are e-commerce, so stuff like Lazada or Shopee, social media, so Facebook or Instagram, shop websites or something else.
Get us over on Instagram if you'd like to as well. The same question is posed there. And of course, if you want to send us a message, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we have an expert to talk to about this, Jan Wong, founder of Open Minds Resources. He's on the line. We'll be chatting with him shortly. To take us there, though, the Doobie Brothers with China Grove here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, joined in the studio by
Christine Wong.
Arvind Braj.
We're leading the show today with a question, as per usual. The question is, where do you shop online the most and why? The poll is over on Twitter. The options are e-commerce, social media, shopping, shop websites or other, and the numbers are?
The numbers are 91.1% for e-commerce, so stuff like Lazada or Shopee. Social media is at 1.3%, shop websites 5.1%, and something else at 2.5%.
Currently, e-commerce players are jumping around and cheering wherever they are. Chris, what have we got over on Instagram?
So on Instagram, pretty much Chris Ford, Nas says Lazada, good delivery. PDX3156 is e-commerce mainly, social media websites for very specific items. And Yvonne BCY says e-commerce platforms and companies own e-commerce pages as well.
A couple of messages coming up first from May. She says, hi Richard, Arvin and Christine. I guess me and the boyfriend usually shop on Lazada or Shopee, although we found out Lazada has a flat rate of 2 ringgit, whereas Shopee's shipping fees fluctuate. He usually gets his guitar parts and knicks and knacks from both places, where she gets her canvas rolls from Shopee. But other than that, we buy larger items from Lazada, e.g. water heaters and shock absorbers. Somebody else has come in at 4857 saying, yes, Shopee and other things prefer. And this is Stephen. He says he prefers e-commerce for now because they've got an established ecosystem, like the ability to choose your preferred courier, customer support for disputes, more integrated payments, and you can compare prices across the platforms. True. There you go. That's what we've got over on WhatsApp. Anything on Twitter you want to highlight off?
So there's one from Twitter. This comes from Kenny Wong. It says, I prefer from authentic websites and mainly for sports or lifestyle attire only. They usually also have good return policies. E-commerce, unfortunately, does not give me the assurance that the products are originals. Got to say, though, some of the social media ads are very appealing.
Speaking about the originals, I went on a very large e-commerce website recently, platform, and needed to order, don't judge me, some cushion covers, right? I'm showing my age now, aren't I? A little bit. And they were particular cushion covers because we're redecorating part of the house. Mm-hmm. The cushion covers that arrived, one, wrong size. Two, wrong amount. Three, nothing like the designs that were actually on the website. Despite them having 4 and 5 stars, despite the reviews all being positive, that's my worry sometimes.
Measurements on e-commerce websites.
They are... nonsense.
Extremely important. Yes. I ordered like a footstool, like a leg rest kind of thing. It fits maybe half of one of my feet. You know,
that's but how you do have feet that are 18 feet long, right?
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Funnily enough, I'm in the market for one of those. I might have to talk to you after this. Anyway, Christine, you're looking so pensive. We do have somebody on the line, though, don't we?
We do. So we have Jan Wong, who is the founder of Open Minds Resources, on the line to get his thoughts on how this TikTok in-app shopping thing could take off. Before that, though, Jen, do you have any insight into how active Malaysians are currently on in-app social network marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, shopping?
So that's a good question, and it's something that I personally would also like to have some real numbers on them. But unfortunately, I don't. However, a general observation that we currently have is that most of these social network marketplaces aren't doing as well as it should be. This is because consumers are still using this feature as a means to browse for products and not necessarily to make a purchase. If you to make a wider observation, you realize that there are quite a number of reasons that is causing this to happen. And one of the main reasons is due to the limitation of payment options where customers are still redirected to web stores instead. This also means that the actual transaction still happens mostly on an e-commerce site, a marketplace platform, or messenger chats with the regular bank transfers.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of products would you expect to see on a TikTok-based e-commerce arm?
Oh, I think we can all expect to see a whole bunch of small businesses from various categories on TikTok. I'm talking about home-based product businesses, maybe even fashion and beauty products will take a major lead in the early stages, considering a wider and bigger female audience that's already existing on TikTok, plus the rise of hashtag fashion talk. We should also see quite a number of customized goods, like 3D printed or handmade products. And don't forget, there will also be a ton of merchandisers from different content creators. However, with e-commerce integration capabilities with platforms like Shopify, we can surely expect to see bigger brands making a presence on TikTok too, especially if they have new product launches, exclusive previews, or even on mega shopping dates.
Hi, Jan. TikTok's kind of perceived as being a little bit skewed towards a younger demographic. How do you think that might affect the potential success of in-app shopping?
I really like this question because that's one of the most interesting thing about TikTok. Somehow everyone has this imagination that the users on TikTok are very young, like high school kids and college kids kind of young. So here are two things to quickly consider. Number one, did you know that this group of consumers are also rather big spenders despite their limited income? they are more likely to be influenced and make lifestyle purchases even if it hurts them. Well, but that's a topic for another day. We won't discuss this here. But more importantly, point number two. Did you know that a whopping 43% of TikTok consists of users between 29 to 39 years old? 43%. And to top it even more, another 20% has an age range of 40 to 49. That leaves only about 25% under the age of 20. Now, I'm just going to let that sink in for a couple of seconds. 43%, age 20 to 39 years old. That's quite a big range. And now that we have established that TikTok's audience isn't exactly just poor college kids, I'm pretty sure that this new shopping feature is in very, very good hands.
Fair enough. Now, obviously, e-commerce giants Lazada and Shopee already conduct live-streamed online shopping experiences. If TikTok here were to follow suit, how do you think they would compete?
You're absolutely right to say that the marketplaces are already on it and have been doing rather successfully, especially with a tightly knit ecosystem with e-wallets and live streaming. They've been doing well. But I would also say that TikTok is in a good position to put up a pretty good competition against them. Sure, if you put them against as a comparison in terms of the number of users, TikTok surely pales in comparison. After all, they only have about 4 to 5 million users to date. In Malaysia, that is. But that said, we also know that TikTok is quite a force to be reckoned with their highly engaged bunch of users. I'm talking about their users spending an average of 52 minutes per day. Now, if you imagine, that's pretty crazy because each TikTok video lasts about 30 seconds to 60 seconds. So if a person logs in for 52 minutes per day, that's quite a number of videos. And 90% of the users actually log in daily. This high level of engagement is something to really pay attention towards. And more importantly, most of the content, if not all of the content, are consumer generated for entertainment. So if we look at all these factors, TikTok has a strong recipe towards success, especially since it's also proven in its China counterpart Douyin, where the blend of e-commerce and entertainment actually works.
So, alongside the new opt-in option for personalized ads, how do you think this shopping feature will factor into conversations about stuff like data privacy and protecting young users' information on TikTok?
Well, like it or not, data protection and privacy is going to be an increasingly huge topic for the years to come. Apps like TikTok, we have no choice but to play by the rules, which means no sneaky tracking of purchase history or click stream using pixels to collect behavioral data. However, that does not mean that personalization and targeting is no longer possible. In fact, TikTok is already doing a rather good job at it based on what you're watching right now and suggesting similar content. It may be too soon to tell, but if shopping content is delivered in the same manner as normal content by leveraging on the existing algorithms, this alone can be very effective for businesses tapping into this e-commerce feature of TikTok.
So TikTok's algorithms are already well known for very quickly picking up on user behaviors and preferences. To what extent do you think that would influence the shopping feature?
I personally think that it's pretty awesome for consumer to experience this. I mean, instead of being targeted via ads and my click or search behavior elsewhere, you are now able to show me shoppable content based on what I am already consuming on the platform. I don't know about you, but that really sounds less intrusive to me. We need to remember that shoppable content here won't appear like a buy now ad that we are very familiar with. It literally still is a regular TikTok content, but has the option for you to make a purchase of something that content creator intends to sell. So he could be doing a trendy dance and he's trying to promote his custom-made t-shirts. Or someone that does a before and after transformation video and gives you the option to purchase the makeup products being used. This means that the content value is still present, and that's exactly what entertainment commerce is all about. So that said, if the algorithm continue to work as how it is now, we can expect to see relevant shoppable content that potentially has a higher conversion rate due to an already vested interest through the content that we are already consuming. I guess you can say that it's a win-win situation for both consumers and the businesses.
Interesting stuff. Thanks very much, Jan. Folks, for those of you that do use TikTok at home, let us know if it's something you'd be comfortable purchasing through. You know, would you buy stuff via that app? Or would you continue to use e-commerce websites or social media or the traditional shopping websites? Let us know. We have a poll over on Twitter, at BFM Radio. Get us over on Instagram as well. That's at BFM Radio 2. And if you want, get us via WhatsApp, 0187-89899. If you're only just joining us, that story was all about TikTok moving into in-app shopping, courtesy of Chris. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll have the update from Bursa at break before moving on to our second story here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.